Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So Adam was playing Call of Duty last night, right?
Very 2010?
Oh, no, very prominent. The gaming world is very prominent.
No, but Call of Duty, I feel like everyone
maybe
was talking about.
Oh, maybe it's not. I don't know.
Like my first boyfriend was talking about that.
It's still very... Maybe it wasn't. I'm generalising here, right?
Okay. Sorry. You know a game's name and you were like, that's it. That's the one.
Sorry to any hitmen that were offended by that, right? But I was like, he was playing with two boys from like Croydon, which it's kind of like, it's funny that they're like best fucking mates over online. So do you know what I mean? It's cute. So cute. Like that they have these like relationships with people and they just kind of take the piss, but they get along so well.
Yes. They slag us for having Instagram mates.
Yeah, I know. But it is, they genuinely are like best fucking friends. Like, so I just turned around to him and I said to him, I was like, ask your mates there, because they haven't got a fucking clue who I am.
Yeah.
If they were forced to listen to a podcast of two girls, what would they want the topic to be? Like, what would they...
Yeah. Oh, that's a cool question.
Wow. I was like, look at me on the ball, right? Mm. It was like, hang on, the lads are getting shot. It was anarchy ensued, right? Yeah. So they had to get on a fucking helicopter and go to a different map. Oh, it was anarchy, right? And then they came back to me about 10 hours later and he was like, boys, Boat has a podcast. She wants to know. If you were forced to listen to a podcast, yeah? Two boats. What would you want to hear them talking about? Do you know what the answer was? Dunno. And that was it. That's how little of a fuck they give. I was like, you have. This is like Google for you. So you could learn that. It was such a good question. And it fucking went so flat. I was like, fuck is it anyway?
Social awkwardness.
I was like, all right, well, fuck them anyway. Hello and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
And this week,
It just came to me.
What?
But it doesn't make sense.
What?
It was a brain blur, but it doesn't make sense. So introduce the episode and then I'll introduce what I was going to say. For some reason in my head, I thought we had already done the...
The introduction?
The introduction.
Because we're talking about stupid men, that's why.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, this... Okay, right. I'm just trying to see if there's any sign of house business that we need to look after for us. We're on Patreon, as usual.
You want to get over there?
It's get on over there.
Right? Amberleaf.
Amberleaf Promoters. It's fun times. The link is always in the description. Rate us as well. We always fucking forget to tell people. Rates. Remember that? Rates.
Pretend we're teenagers on Facebook and give us a rating.
On any of the listening platforms that you listen to us on, 5 stars. It'd be great. It does. That's, you know... If you don't want to pay for Patreon, that's how else to support us if you like listening. Thanks very much. Be very much appreciated. This episode, because Carla wants to say something, I really want to know what you're talking about. We're talking about what women want.
I'd love to do one of what men want.
Oh.
I don't know why I'm acting as if this is like, wow, brainwave.
Oh, no, it is. That's a good one. I want to know as well.
Who would we get?
We have to get an array. We couldn't ask Tom. He's too sensible. Couldn't ask Adam.
No, we have to get some
basic
wild card.
Yeah.
We have to get someone like mean mugging on the internet.
He's fucking... Who do we... Yeah.
Who'd you get?
Who do you get?
Let us know. Message us on Instagram. Who do we invite on? And first of all, who do you think would say yeah? But like, who... You need... a wild card for that.
But you need somebody outspoken as well.
That's what I mean.
Like, you don't want two fucking blokes from Croydon turning around saying, don't know.
No.
You know?
And you also don't want, like, the encapsulation of Joe Rogan in an Irish format either. Because I'm like, I can't sit here between this. You need someone who's kind of like...
Yeah, open and like...
Frickadiggy.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody who's open. Open. Open to the subject. Did you want to talk about, though, something before we got into this? I fucking told you to take that phone off.
I thought I did.
And here I was, going to be very professional this week.
Look get at that the, off her ivory. Face. Her face. I'm disgusted.
I'm disgusted with you.
And it was my fucking boyfriend. He doesn't know what women want.
No, he doesn't.
He fucking doesn't. I literally, he's in here haunting us there a minute
ago. And I'm here literally going, I fucking told him, don't fucking text me. I am recording a podcast. I don't care if that poxy house goes on fire. Deal with it.
Oh, my God. Tremoros.
Oh, my God.
No, the thing I want to talk about, I don't think I can talk about here because it's about a previous fling.
Oh.
So we'll talk about it on the Patreon.
Right,
okay. Because I did text her saying, remind me, but I don't think it's a public story.
Right, okay. No better.
It's not even for various reasons. Right. Anyway, we'll talk about it.
Fair enough.
I'll be outing people on our Patreon.
Nice. Name and shame. Nice. So I suppose this idea came around because you tagged me or you sent me a video during the week.
Yeah.
During last week. And it was basically, and it's been coming up on my algorithm as well. It's basically because we're kind of conscious, we don't want this to be an episode of us just ragging on men in general either. I put this up on the stories last night and I was like, if your fella was to come across this episode or if your partner was to come across this episode, what would you want us to teach them? Do you know?
If this episode just so happened to fall into a man's ears.
Yeah.
If you were cleaning the house.
And he was lit earwigging.
You're driving.
Yeah.
It's your car. You're giving the lift.
What do you want us to teach him? What do you want him to walk away with going, I didn't know that now. I'm glad I heard that. So I put a box out and I asked, what do women want in general?
Mm-hmm. And this came as well because there's a lot of, shall we say, anarchy. There was one particular TikTok video that went viral that was talking about women's undervalued labor, let's just say. It was kind of the things that they do, the things that are expected of them. And a lot of people were kind of quoting it. I sent it to Jen because Jen's a man. I'm not. I just have to make sure that I'm up and at it every day. Mm. Jen has to obviously do plenty other things. But it was kind of, I'm not going to even get into it because the way she articulated it was great. If I can find a link, I'll give it to you in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And
you sent it to me.
Yeah. So Jen will pop it into the show notes. Just basically saying, this woman feels like she loves her husband, but she just feels like he just doesn't get it.
No.
Doesn't understand it. And like, I'll put it out there. I'm not the biggest fan of men.
Mm.
Just because I think men are a bit mad. But it's weird because I have great men in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm just not mad about the rest of them.
Yeah. You do have great men in your life.
I have fantastic men in my life. And I don't know if it's because I have such great men that I've big high standards anyway. I've incredibly high standards to do with absolutely everything in my life. But when it comes to men in particular, ruthless.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be a man hater. This isn't a man hating episode.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is. We haven't recorded it yet.
We shall see.
We don't know what people have said to us. We don't know what we're going to fully discuss. But I think what is interesting as well is that we have Stephen Crowder, who has also kind of came out recently. And this is what I like about it is I'm now seeing men starting to discuss it on their podcasts and their little podcasts.
Mm.
So Stephen Crowder is a news, kind of a journalist, let's just like very, a political commentator,
right,
a media host. He's got a podcast,
okay,
and he thinks he knows a lot about politics. And he is now divorcing his wife and doing plenty of opinion pieces about how he basically is like, the way he's attacking it is, can you believe that my wife is allowed to leave me in the state of Texas?
What?
And kind of coming across it like that way.
My wife is allowed to leave me. Now, see, this is what I mean. Like,
men are mad.
When to put it like quick, men are mad. But I do, I genuinely do, and I'm not excusing any sort of behaviour. It's 2023. We definitely should have moved on a little bit further than where we are. But I do think that men are programmed in a way that's a bit more like when we were living in caves, like the Stone Age.
Yeah.
They're still all about that, like, fucking the men can do whatever the fuck they want, whereas the woman needs to, like, be subdued, or, you know, like, they kind of belong to you. It's hard.
It's like there's...
I think, programmed the same.
No, but, like, misogyny is, like, inner workings, like, bred into us from when we were kids, and, like, the media has perpetuated mad stuff, and nowadays people are becoming really, really educated, and there's loads of stuff that I look back on and I'm like, oh my God, you're such a loser. Like, yeah. That was so... Like, the inner misogyny was deep and thick in you. And all we can do is kind of try and reroute it. And as, you know, men, there's plenty great men out there. I will say that. Men are fucking whopper sometimes. Not a lot of the time, but they can be. Men have times where they can be really whopper.
Yeah, and then sometimes they can be really, really shit. And it's like, how the fuck did we get here? Like, I just don't understand why they need so much help understanding basic things.
Yeah, so... Back to Steven Crowder. His podcast is called Louder with Crowder.
Fuck off.
That's all we need. So he's kind of coming out being very can't believe, like, I picked wrong, I think is his phrasing. Because marriage is sacred to me and I never wanted to get a divorce. So I clearly picked wrong. And then, dear listener... His wife, he was kind of basically like victim blaming. And it came, you know, his wife came out being like, he has been emotionally and verbally abusive to me for a very long time. She was pregnant with twins. He decided to go and get an elective surgery the same time that she was being induced. Like, mad, 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 mad shit. But then he said that it wasn't an elective surgery. He tried to make it out that it was a lymphoma, I think, or something. Something strange. I cannot remember. Do not quote me on that. Some kind of surgery, but it was an elective surgery. She has the receipts for it being an elective surgery. And she also published a Ring doorbell video of him being like unbelievably abusive to her because she wouldn't walk the dog. She was 8 months pregnant at the time. She wouldn't walk the dog, or she didn't want to maybe pick up dog shit because of the bacteria. I can't remember. There was something to do with the dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... he goes off on one, like off on one. And there is, it doesn't get caught on the Ring video, but I think he has admitted to it when they go into the house. I think you can barely hear him say it, but he says something very threatening along the lines of like, wait until I get my hands on you, or something along those lines. Very, very, very.
What the fuck?
Insane. But what's been great about it is a lot of men have been coming out about. Now, what I will say as well, I think a lot of the reasons why men are actually coming out about this instance in particular is because of his extreme political views. So it kind of pushes their agenda, because it's like, I don't like that bloke because he talks bollocks about politics. I'm like, would you not like that bloke if he just seemed like a normal bloke as well, or was maybe in your podcast community? Or,
oh, it's, you know, absolutely politics. It's like the amount of, like, just on a general level and how you could relate it to Ireland, like, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael do nothing but talk about how shit Sinn Féin is. And it's literally just to get the heat off them.
Yeah, like that's very top line, but kind of the same idea. It's in the arena.
Yeah,
it's in the arena. It's great though. I will say, big up to anybody who's calling out shit behaviour by men. More of it needs to happen. Look, he's very right wing. He bills himself as a devout Christian. And he actually started doing stand-up comedy. Anyway, the wife has since filed for divorce, left the house.
I am shocked.
Good on her. And she wouldn't speak out until she had basically secured herself other accommodation.
Good.
And now I think he's trying to hold back. He was the main financial, he was the breadwinner. I think they have four kids together. Like, they have enough kids. They have four kids or something together. But he's been, you know, he's been accused of being really shit to his staff. He's been accused of being in really kind of ropey situations previously. Previous employers have said that he's really difficult, have said that he's childish, lots of other things. But what I will say is it's nice to see men call out other men's shit behavior. I will never not relish men calling out other men's shit behavior.
Yeah, I know. And I suppose, like, another kind of thing on that, which is, it's a bit of a fucking shame, but I've been seeing a lot more on my algorithm of men filming themselves doing all of this shit. It's a very pick-me type of thing that they're doing. But at the same time, I think it does need to be done because it was never done enough. So, like, I've seen at least five different men on me timeline doing this. So they record themselves getting up at like 5:30, getting the kids up, getting them fed, getting them dressed, getting them like whatever before school, so that the mom can have a bit of a lie in because she was probably up doing the night feeds or whatever.
Cute.
Then, like, she'll be, I don't know, getting her workout in while they're, I don't fucking know, before he goes off to work or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, when I was watching these videos, I was like, oh my such fucking pick me behavior, like, stop. You don't deserve a fucking medal for this. Women do this day in, day out, and you never hear a fucking thing of it. Like, they don't need to record themselves to do it. It's just expected of them, and they do it, and this is just a normal thing. So like, when I was watching those videos, I was like, this is so fucking pick me. But then at the same time, I'm like, actually, the more men see that, the more they'll realize it's actually not, like, what do they fucking think it is? Emasculating? Like, why isn't it done more regularly, I suppose? So I suppose it is a good thing that it is out there. But at the same time, I'm like, why are the standards on the floor? Like, why are we so... The bar is on the floor with this.
Yeah. And look, again, in defence of men, I know loads of fab ones. I know plenty of fab ones.
Yeah. Well, I think that goes without saying, but we have to say how it is as well.
I know more shit ones than I do know fab ones. But at the same time... That's that on the serious stuff. Let's get into maybe some of the funnies, or maybe the very unfunnies.
Yeah, I don't know what's in that box, yeah.
So, what women want? Mm-hmm. Bit of a mixed bag here.
Yeah.
Asked you guys. To Laura's partner. She would like you to know to push the couch seat back in after you get up. Because it always slips out.
It's an annoying one. There you go. Advice. If you're listening, you know. I have one. If Sandra's partner is out there, stop leading change in rhythm when I'm about to pop my... She's talking about coming. She's talking about an orgasm.
My damn little nag.
A little nag. S-E-X.
She's doing the thing, you
she's
know?
She's doing the S-E-X. Oh, the rhythm. Don't do it. Get a song. Mm-hmm. That's my suggestion.
Actually, Jen, before we do move along, what do women want?
Just a bit of fucking consideration to be nice. Not hard to ask. It's simple enough.
See me as me.
See me, be me, as me. I do be.
Just put me first.
Just put me first. That's all I want.
Put me over you.
Yeah, exactly.
Just all the time.
Not all the time. I mean, that's... It's not what I'm saying. Put words in my mouth there. No, just a bit of fucking consideration would be great. That's all I think.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the box. We're not going to name and shame. Like, don't. Yeah, no. We won't keep going.
The couch one was
very niche. Very specific.
Very specific.
Yeah.
If your kid has an activity on this week, or sorry, on this Wednesday, then it's probably definitely on next week also.
Yeah.
See how that.
Those things. Me and I, we're going on holidays tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I have definitely been asked over 60 times in the last 3 days what time we're leaving at.
I do that. Huh?
But you see, this is the thing. And I saw a clip of Ireland AM during the week. I don't know who was on, but they were talking about the roles within the home. And Tommy Bow was like, oh, there's a home, we have pink jobs and blue jobs. So like the blue jobs would be... Now, he's very guy. He's very...
mega ick unlocked. Apologies.
Yeah. No, he,
mega that, fucking ick unlocked.
He even admitted, though, he was like, it's probably not the best thing to label it as, but that's just, like, bring out the bins as a blue job. I don't think he actually mentioned any pink jobs, but another blue job was, like, paying the bills and stuff like that, like, getting all the admin of the house, like, sorted. I'm like, I do all of it. I'm thinking of what Adam has to do. He just has to live there. And that bitch is getting a fucking kick in the bollocks very soon. Because I literally do everything. I book the holiday. I sorted the mortgage. I sorted the house sale. I do the shopping. I'm like, I'm going to be fuming with you this episode.
Jen's literally going to go I'm going to make you listen
to this podcast, yeah. Pill Science, on Sunday.
Do you know? And it's kind of like, it's a bit of a gas, but it's also kind of like not a gas. No. I have, my patience is like...
paper thin.
It's like there, right?
Tracing paper thin.
Tracing yeah. paper. Not even. It's like one ply toilet paper, but yeah. someone actually managed to half it.
Yeah.
That's kind of where... that's where the patience is for me, personally. Yeah. And I hate nothing more than repeating myself. And I'm like this, not just like in my love life. I'm like this everywhere. My family, in my work. There's nothing I find more of a lack of respect than someone who doesn't listen to you.
Yeah. When they've asked your questions specifically.
Right. So that's kind of... so. You know, me and Tom having a go, oh, we're laughing. And he's always sending me these things being like, you know, these fucking reels and TikToks of, you know, me with my wife. I know my wife has told me 27 times this, what we're doing on Saturday. And I have to pluck up the courage to ask her again what we're doing Saturday. Like, sends them back and forth to me. And he's like, ha, me, do you think a fucking change is a thing? No, it doesn't. So my favourite is, are you recording the podcast again on Saturday? What?
This is the thing.
I do every Saturday? Are you in work in the morning? You in the office? What?
We have a weekly routine. It's a routine.
Nothing changes. Yeah. Nothing changes.
I can actually, specifically, if something changes, that's when you get told.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
If nothing changes, we don't speak about it because it's the same every week.
But every time. And it's like, I have to do like the pre-reveal to the reveal.
You have to soft launch your week.
Soft launch my week. Every fucking week.
Yeah.
I have to soft launch the boxy thing.
Yeah.
Every week.
I make a point of not telling Adam stuff until the last minute. So that he doesn't have time to forget it.
Because then the strops happen. I'm like, why do you give a fuck?
It doesn't affect you.
Doesn't affect you. Doesn't matter. Won't be here on Friday.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Like, I was working from home 2 days this week and he came home early because he finished whatever he did at work to come back a bit earlier to go off and do a Nixer or whatever. And he came home and he was like, what? You were home? I was like, what the fuck is it here? You, like, you're the one who's home early.
Yeah, hey.
You're literally coming in and you're going to be leaving.
What? Am I disturbing your wank? Like, what's going on?
It's more so like the face. I was like, why... you know, where's this fucking attitude coming from? Yeah. What's our problem?
Are you schedulely challenged? Like, what's going on?
What's going on? Well, he was more so like, oh, you didn't tell me this. I was like, you wouldn't have listened anyway. You would not have listened. Or if I did tell you, he still would have come in with that face going,
oh, is that today? Oh, sorry, that's my favourite save. Oh, that's today. You didn't remember.
I didn't even tell you this.
You don't have a clue.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like...
oh, God. Now, this sounds terrible, but I might start gaslighting him into thinking that I've told him things and just see how many things he goes along with. Because I know he doesn't listen to me.
No, I know. Yeah.
You know, just like, I told you that. And he'd be like, oh, yeah.
Like, I told you, but that's
evil, and that's like a psychological, you can't be doing that. But like, at the same time, I would just be very curious.
But it'd be funny.
Interested to know how much he goes along with.
Do it for the bit.
Do it for the bit. Just a quick experiment.
Just a little kind of thing.
Just a quick one, yeah.
We also have be a grown-up who notices things. There you go.
That would be fab.
Takes shared responsibility and does things without being asked.
Somebody here said, stop pretending you didn't, you don't notice the house needs to be cleaned. Like, I'd be the same. I'm like, you can see I don't have the time.
I'm like the opposite.
Really? I feel like you're the bloke in this situation.
I am.
I feel like the most problems that women have with their significant others in the home, it's reversed for you and Tom.
Yeah. There's a little bit of that.
There's a lot of that. Come on.
There's a little bit of that.
There's a lot of that.
Didn't you a little bit of
that? But that would change if you had kids. Guaranteed.
Well, guess what?
No, I'm just saying.
Guess what, Jen? No plans.
It definitely does play into it.
Yeah.
Because the mad does get landed.
Yeah.
Automatically, I think.
I'd find a way of making sure that didn't happen to me. I'm very jammy like that.
That's true.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
True. That's very true. Somebody here said, I'd like a clone of myself. Oh, wouldn't it be great?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be great?
No, I couldn't hack me.
Could you not?
No, it's a lot of talking. A lot of talking.
Yeah.
A lot of moods going on there.
Just in terms of, though, you know the way that you often hear people saying, like, oh, I've just found the female or the male version of myself.
I hate so much what people put out onto the internet sometimes.
I know. But I think what they mean is, like, morals are the same, consideration is the same, like, equality and all that. Like, I think that's what they mean.
No, I think they're trying to be, like, a little pick-me bitch, but with a boyfriend. Do you know that kind of way?
Really?
Yeah, I think it's, like, there's ways of complimenting your partner without being, like...
Bringing yourself into it, yeah, yeah.
Like, without being, like, me and him, he's amazing. We are the same. Me and him together? Oh, no, unstoppable.
I would have thought it was, like, it was more so a way of them saying, oh, we just are matched so well.
I just think that's bollocks. Like, I just think... That's pony.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I disagree with you there now.
There's some of the relationship, like, you know, there's like pick me relationship bullshit that I see all the time on the internet. And I'm like, there's ways of expressing things. And then there's some, as you said, I see so much of myself in him. What?
Yeah, I know. What? No, but it sounds like such a self-obsessed way. That's what I mean. There should be a better way of saying, like, we're matched so well, other than saying I found the male version of myself.
I think you can say that to an acquaintance. I just don't think you should be saying that about your lover. Do you know? I think you can say it to someone to be like, oh, we think the same.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, oh, we're very similar. Like, we kind of get it. Like, we do.
We're on the same level. We're all the same hamish.
Or we have the same reactions to things. Like, I can look over at you in a meeting and we're kind of about like, oh, do you know that way? Or like...
Yeah.
I think there's a way of relating to people and you can be like, oh, we're a bit similar in that way. But I just think saying, like, there's plenty of shit that you and Adam are similar in.
Yeah.
He's not
the female version of me.
He's not the female version of you.
No. He's
definitely what not. A weird way of describing your relationship. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
It is. It's very strange.
Very weird.
So I suppose in these answers with this box, I did put it out there, and I said at the top of the episode, I kind of wanted people to ask or to, what would you want your fella to learn? So somebody, because some of these are very specific to it.
Okay.
And like physical things. So I would, in the context of, I want me fella to learn for men to stop, to tell the truth and stop being lying bastards.
Okay.
There you go now. Quick. But that goes for quick like big lies and just stupid little lies as well.
Yeah. I was like, this is a mega toxic podcast.
We are definitely bashing some men here.
Yeah, we've opened up the...
No, but I can see where she's coming from. Well, on, in terms of like the little stupid lies, I'm like, why?
Again, why I think it's a lot to do with like not getting caught out or not getting a berating. I think that's genuinely the only other reason, because it's like, why are you lying about that? Like, why are you lying about that?
I'll give you an example. One of the days, I drop Bobby to creche every morning.
Yeah.
Every single morning. Now, sometimes...
Every fucking morning
without fail. And he collects them. But often enough, I will need to go to the vicinity where his creche is and I'll be like, oh, I'll collect them. And that's fair enough. But then when I do that and then like 2 days later, he's like, oh, would you mind collecting him? I just need to... And I'm like, okay. And then one of the weeks, it just really got on top of me. I was like, I never ask you to drop him in. I never, no matter what's happening, I never ask you to drop him in.
You never miss a day?
Never miss a day. And I was like, Do you know what it fucking was?
Oh.
He wanted to go home to have a shower and a shave before the fucking match was on at 8.
Oh,
and this was 4 o'clock.
Sorry. That's another thing that I'd like men to know.
We don't give a fuck about football. I know the value of
an hour.
Yeah.
No, but I know how long things take.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how long things take.
Yeah. So this was my thing. That's why it really got me tits. I was like, I drop him off every morning.
What time are you collecting him? Sorry, what time are you collecting him?
This was, I would have gotten off work at 4.
So what time would he
go straight over?
What time would he normally collect him?
Like about 4. 4 fucking hours. 4 hours. This was what my fucking problem was.
You need 4 hours.
This, Carly.
Are you okay?
You didn't need 4 hours. This was where my problem lay.
That's a problem.
So I was like, excuse me. You're telling me you want me to collect him for the second time this week. I've already done it for you. Well, I've already, like, I offered to do it because I needed to go over anyway. I was like, for a 4 hour, like, shower and shave session before a fucking football match, are you having a fucking midlife crisis? And he was
that's,
like,
what? That's mega fucking wild. I was fairness. Like,
what the fuck? And then it eventually, it was going back and forth. He wasn't getting it. He wasn't getting the reason why I was annoyed. He was, because then it was like, oh, I'll just go and get him. You know, that kind of, and I was like, no. I need you to understand why I'm saying this to you. Like, you need to understand how ridiculous what you just said to me is in consideration to compared to fucking everything else that I do. For the house and for the family and for the... I think I'd done the shopping or something that morning as well. I was like, hang the fuck on.
Yeah.
So he just wasn't getting it. Wasn't getting it at all. And then it came out that he was like... He did have a particularly hard week that week and he was like exhausted. And he was like, I'm just exhausted. I was like, fucking say that to me. I'm never going to be pissed off. If you need a fucking hour or if you need a break or if you're exhausted or it's getting too much for you, that's what I'm fucking here for. Don't turn around and tell me that you need four. That's a fucking 4 lie hours. That you did not need to fucking tell.
That's a 4 hour lie.
That was a lie, a stupid lie that got you in a fucking situation that never needed to happen.
Yeah, it's like now and we're
this,
fighting.
This exactly, and that's why I'm like, why lie in that situation? You've just made everything a million times worse. Yeah. Whereas if you had turned around and said, oh, look, I'm just, it's getting on top of me. Or, you know what I mean? But this is where, with men, I'm just like, fucking tell us your feelings. Again. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, you're not a fucking...
I'd love to know more about your feelings.
Exactly.
I'd love to know more about your feelings.
Like, you're not a fucking pansy for saying that you need a break.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with this fella? I actually couldn't believe where I was. I cannot believe we're having this fucking conversation. And then the fact that he didn't understand that it was the 4 hour thing or was the lie, and I knew he was lying, that was pissing me off.
It's the lies.
Oh,
it's the lies. Stop.
Jesus, that was a bit of a rant. Sorry.
No,
that
well, look, that is, to be honest, the 4 hours, the fucking 4 hours.
For like a shower and a shave.
But for me, it's look, I have my own fucking match. Story. It happened when Pippin made her fucking breakaway, right? I never forget it. Anyway, I had a day off. I was bringing the dog to the beach. Sitting here. It's 12:30. I've just had my little kind of brunchy kind of thing. I'm reading a chapter in my book. Yeah. It's my day off. I don't have to do anything. Mm. No, Jen. I am dropping Tom to her work due at 4:30.
Mm.
And he asked me 3 times, when are you going to the beach? I said, why do you give a fuck? And he was like, no, first of all, I was like, no, I'll go enough soon. Another 15 minutes. When are you going to head off? I went, why do you give a fuck? You're just not going to be back on time to drop me. I went, then you'll get a fucking cab. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. But also, 4 hours is plenty of time for me to get out to the fucking beach, walk the dog that's the size of an ant.
Yeah.
And get back.
Walk the ant.
To the house. Now, guess what happened? Dog ran away. Very bad story, okay? We talked about it on Patreon.
It didn't work out.
But at the same time, plenty of time
for
me to also sit here. But like, do you ever just feel like going, maybe I'll sit here and scratch my hole and go out at 2? How would you like that? Maybe I'll go at 3.
See, that's the type of shit that Adam does, and I can see where Tom is coming from in that one.
I can't. And he always picks the worst fucking times. That's another thing. The dinner was at like 6, but no, he had to go early to go, oh, fuck me. Just, you know, when you're like, cool, so now I'm in traffic for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Kilmaine, I'm of all fucking places. Well,
oh, yeah. Now, I can see where you're coming from. It's your fucking day off and like,
no, but also, you've told fuck them. Off.
Yeah.
Genuinely, do you not know the concept of time?
Yeah.
30 minutes to drive to the beach, an hour walk on the beach, maximum.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really last an hour. Again, size of an ant.
Yeah.
40 minutes,
mm-hmm.
like pretty much would be that. 30 minutes to get home. So if you were rounding the whole thing out, if you were really totaling it, 2 hours.
Yeah.
So why are you at me at 12:30 when I'm leaving? When you don't need to be anywhere until 4:30. And also you created that.
Yeah.
The dinner is until 6.
That's true. Yeah.
You know?
He's highly strong. It's our Tom.
Just fucking up the wall. Go away.
Yeah.
Leave me. Anyway. So the concept of time, I'd like them to know that I understand time just like them. That's what I'm getting from that. I would like men to know I get time. Mm-hmm. I understand time. I know how to count it.
Yeah.
I know how to read the clock. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours it doesn't take to shave and get yourself ready for a fucking football match, nor does it take me to walk the dog on the beach.
Yeah. That's very true.
You know?
Very true. And also the football thing, like that's not an excuse to get the fuck out of anything.
I don't think football is an excuse to do to get out or to rearrange or to do literally anything.
Because another layer to that
thing,
that the match that was getting played that night, we do alternate nights of bringing Bobby to bed. It's been a fucking rollercoaster trying to get him to stay in his own bed. He's finally staying in his own bed, but he's not going to bed by himself, so we can't just like plop him into the bed and say nice son and off we go. We kind of just have to we kind of have to sit there, do the story time thing, stay there until he's nodding off, that kind of thing. So I had done it the night before, so I knew that if the United match was on that night, he was more than likely going to ask me to put Bobby to bed that night. So I was like, so hold on a fucking minute. You want 4 hours to get ready for a match to sit on the fucking couch to watch United, and I'm probably going to be asked to bring him to bed again tonight. You're having a fucking midlife crisis!
Are you well?
There was a lot of layers.
Are you well?
Fucking hell.
Are you fucking well? Something from the shop, even when we say we don't want anything. Yes. Big energy.
It's not even the... that we want something and we're trying to trick you. It's the consideration again.
It's give me a little treat. I deserve a little treat. I don't ever not deserve a little treat. I get you little treat all the time.
Well, I suppose like if he was going to the shop and I said like, he goes, do you want that? And I say no, but he still comes back. I'd be like, ah, it was
that's
the
fucking gorge. That's gorge.
It was the thought. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
that
it was,
rarely happens. A little bit of consideration.
I suppose like the physical thing. So another one here said, if you go to put something in the bin and it's full, empty it.
I absolutely agree as well.
But I also am like, it, you know, it's full as well. So
this is a one.
What?
To not have to like, sorry, what do women want? To not have to think about what to have for dinner every night.
Yes.
Fucking mic drop. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm not even the fucking cook.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we could do this and this and this. And he's like, cool, I'll go make that. Oh. What?
It's the mental load.
The mental load.
Oh.
What are we doing this weekend? Oh.
I know.
Oh.
I know. And it's like, They just don't want to take any responsibility for a final decision on that. So I saw a video during the week, which I also wanted to bring into this. If I can see it again, I think I liked it. If I can see it again, I'll share it on the stories. But it was basically, like, I've seen, there is a bloke on TikTok who talks about the mental load, and not in a pick me way. Yeah. It's more like how he in his brain has changed since they've had kids. And he's like, I didn't realise how much my wife did, but now, like, this is the way I'm thinking of it. And I'm he's listing out the shit that she does that he never fucking realised, because it goes on in your head.
Yeah.
It's not a physical result. Do you know what I mean? So there was a video of some bloke, now it got stitched, but there was a fella, he was like drying the dishes, and he was like, I don't know what the music was behind it, but he was drying the dishes, and he was like, he asked his wife for something to get some that night because he was drying the dishes, and she said no. And he was like, oh, that feeling that you're actually doing something, and she still says no. Whether he was doing it as a joke or not, I don't know. It never ended that way. I didn't look into his content, because it got stitched by a bloke who basically said, thanks a mil for the example of the fucking neck of men thinking that these physical, like these tiny little things. He says, let me tell you what you did. You dried the dishes, or you did the dish, like cleaned the dishes or whatever. He says, what you didn't do was, you didn't do the accountancy to find out how much of a budget you had for the shop.
Yeah.
You didn't go and do the shop.
Yeah.
You didn't meal prep.
Yeah.
You didn't plan meals.
Yeah.
You didn't clear the, like all the other fucking meals that were done that day, to have space on the counter, to have the clean plates sit there in the first place. You didn't cook the meal. You didn't make sure everybody was doing their shit, and like probably do a wash in between. And you probably didn't do this and that, and all of the extra stuff that goes on in the head. And, you know, like even the timekeeping for like putting the chips in the fucking air fryer, you know, whatever it might have been that she did in her head while she was cooking. He was like, and he listened, whatever it was at the end of it, he was like, that's 25 things that she did. And she's not asking you for fuck all.
She's not asking you for none.
She didn't ask you for fuck all. She just wants to go to fucking bed and go to sleep. And here you fucking are.
Yeah.
You know, but I appreciated it that was a man saying that.
Yeah. I love when men call it, I said it at the start. I love when men.
Yeah. And I do wish that consideration was there. Like,
yeah.
But it's generally just women on autopilot doing these things that it's not even a spoken about thing.
Yeah. A good ride, a spice bag, and a can of Coke.
Not asking for much.
An ice cold can of Coke, I might add.
Yeah. That's what some women want, for sure.
Certainly what this woman wants.
Yeah.
Good for you, I say.
Absolutely. Love that.
On the flip side, somebody else who has said, honestly, all I want is pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Similar.
Pockets on dresses, shorts, pyjamas. I would love pockets and pyjamas.
Not enough. I have a pair of Raggedy Ann yokes from Penny's around 10 years ago. The only reason I keep them,
pockets. I think I've done every Instagram story in the last 5 years have been in my leopard print.
Yeah.
But it's only because of the pockets. I'm not cold. I just want pockets.
I want pockets.
That's what I'm going to do for myself.
I'm going to start sewing pockets onto things.
Not even sewing pockets. I'm just going to look. I'm not going to buy pyjamas unless there's pockets in them.
Do you know what I'm going to do with my pockets?
What?
Put my spice bag and my can of Coke in there.
Stop that.
Bingo, baby.
Maybe take up vaping. Put your vape in your pocket. Go around the gaff with a little vape.
Puff.
In your pyjamas.
Stretching.
Diet Coke. Vape. I love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Oh, it's perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, it's perfect.
Love that. Look, there's been way too much reaction to this. I think we're going to have to continue this on Patreon. Before we go,
yeah,
I have a bit of an unpopular opinion. I know it's very important to some people, and I'm not trying to cause offence. I know it's great for mental health and all that if you're into it. I am fucking sick and tired of seeing gyms popping up everywhere. I thought, right?
I thought we were done.
Not even that. I thought we were done. Yeah, like it wasn't really a trendy thing that like kind of came and went. They're hanging around. And I thought, so Tesco Clearwater, you have DID Electrical. There used to be bath beds and linen thing. It was actually great for the bed linen. Mm-hmm. And then there's Maxi Zoo. This is across from Tesco.
Okay.
And there was the middle one, the bath linen or the bed linen place.
Yeah.
Has been closed down years.
Okay.
I'm going to say hitting on 10 years.
Yeah.
New, it starts getting, there's this like, all the windows are painted. They're doing something to it. I'm like, fuck. What the fuck are we getting? I'm driving behind it. I'm going down the Glasnevin Road and I can see that there's a big, huge storage unit going out the back of it. I'm like, we're getting a Yisk. Can't fucking believe it. We're getting a Yisk. I'm like...
What was it?
Stop it!
What was it?
A fucking fly fit. In the middle of a retail park. And there's a fly fit already gone into... There's a fuse and a fly fit down on fucking the North Road. We don't need... it's like the sports shops... What happened in the centre? Every single unit that was emptied out has a sports shop in it now. Yeah. Down the end of the escalators across from Eaton's. It's a fucking Nike shop now. Was Mr. Price? I was like,
Nike shop now.
But they closed the Nike outlet across the road. What? So I'm like, that's probably going to be a fly fit. I'm like, fuck the fuck off. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of it. I'm obviously just one of those people. It's obviously popular enough for this to be happening. But I'm just one of those people who's just very against fitness.
You'd be surprised.
I know, it's so popular.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Castleknock has 8 gyms. You won't give me a fucking bar though?
Yeah.
Won't give me a restaurant?
Give us a disco bar.
Give us something.
Give us a full shilling in the middle of Castleknock. That's what you want, like. That's what you want. A buskers. So like a disco bar.
Literally.
Give us a paddock. Like, yeah. You know.
Yes.
Just want something fun, you know?
Just something that's entertaining and not a fucking gym. Or a Bucky's.
Jim, a
Bucky's. Bucky's everywhere.
They're...
Bucky's everywhere. Yeah. Oh my God, Bucky's everywhere.
Yeah, I'm just...
More Bucky's than hot dinners. Stop it.
More gyms than hot dinners. We're all going to end up... I couldn't be arsed.
We're all going to end up fit.
I know it. Now, I know it does do wonders for people and their mental health and it makes people feel great and
Have a walk.
Now, to be fair, anytime I ever have gone to the gym, it's always been with like a buddy pass or whatever. I always have felt good coming out of it. Like, yeah, it does something for the fucking endorphins. In bits the next day. I'm like, do we really need another fly fit? Like, I would have loved a Yisk.
I will say something on that whole endorphin hit after the gym. Mm. I genuinely believe, and I know there's lots of science behind this.
Right.
But this is my beliefs.
Okay.
Which are so much more important than science. Half of that is just having a task done that everybody else tells you is a really good thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like donating money to charity or any of those other things. You're like, I did a thing.
Yeah.
I did a gorgeous thing and I'm a gorgeous bunny. I'm a fit freak.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it and I got out there and I did it. That's determination. Let me make a blog post about it.
This is the thing people usually post after it.
I think it's more about the task than it is about the feeling whopper after being in a gym. Because there's plenty of times that I've walked out of a gym being like, great, now I've only an hour to get home, pack my fucking shit for tomorrow, make my lunch, do this.
Well, that's it. I wouldn't have time for a gym. If I was to go to the gym, I'd have to be going at 4 in the morning.
Like, even right now, I'm like, Jesus, I'm going to have no time now to pack my shit, get my shit together.
Yeah, I know.
It is what it is.
It is. I'm not anti-gym, but I'm just,
No interest.
No interest whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know?
Ready for a stomper?
I'm ready for a stomper. Well.
Carla's stomper of the week.
So, spoiler alert, Jen heard me line this one up.
Fucking raging. She's going to mute me mic from now on because she ruined it on me this time. I actually really like it.
But this one was another cracker that I just came about in like an early 2000s podcast. Book? Mm. No. What? Playlist.
Calm down.
You're crazy. So this is Superfly, Moving Too Fast, which samples the iconic
Ray Jane Moesha. Is it right? Is it?
That's Another Day in Paradise. Yeah. But that also samples Phil Collins.
Another Day in Paradise. You and me in Paradise.
Yeah, you and me in Paradise. Yeah. So anyway.
No, well, I mean, Phil Collins, not my era.
One of them iconic loop things.
Yeah. Right, thanks very much for listening, guys. Hi, when you listen to this, I'll be in Spain. Don't be jealous.
I'm gonna be fucking for you, me.
It's my first holiday in about 5 years. So, do you know what I'm gonna
do? Doesn't matter. It's not my holiday.
I'm gonna be really annoying. Do you know what I'm gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna post on Monday. Going, I've had worse Mondays.
Oh, please do.
The office for the day.
Please do, so I can block you.
I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it really obviously. I'm gonna be a prick for a week. Get ready, bitches.
Yeah.
I'm going to do every single
thing. Do all of the awkward, like...
I'm going to do the heart and the horizon with the sunset.
Do the Adam walking you...
The hands. Yeah, I'm going to do...
Do it all.
All of it. And be a prick.
Do it all.
I'm going to do it all. Can't fucking wait.
Can't wait. Right, goodbye.
Right, goodbye. I love you very much. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.